Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 here on a Thursday. A few hundred people in the Central American migrant caravans moving through Mexico have made it to the U.S. border. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
The two primary Central American caravans making their way through Mexico still have between 4,000 and 7,000 people and are still about 1,000 miles from the U.S. border. But smaller segments of the larger caravan began arriving in Tijuana. Most went directly to the border to celebrate. Some climbed the fence and taunted Border Patrol agents. Others stayed along the fence line. They all appear to want their presence known to both immigration authorities and the media.
Dura, papi. Puro Honduras, puro catracho.
Catracho is slang for Honduran. It's unclear if these migrants will begin the process of applying for asylum or just try to make their way into California.
Defense Secretary James Mattis visited American troops posted at the border in Texas Wednesday and said the deployment is good training for war, despite criticism that the effort is a political stunt.
A man who secretly photographed and made videos of women as they undressed at a Kansas tanning salon has been sentenced to 2 months in jail.
Tracy Driscoll also was ordered to serve 3 years of probation when he's released from jail. Driscoll pleaded no contest in September in Barton County to 6 counts of breach of privacy. While on probation, he won't be able to use the internet or a phone with a camera. He must also pay for fines and for counseling for one of the victims. Additionally, 3 victims are suing. The sentence was the maximum possible for the charges. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Supporters of the Starlight Drive-In are facing a new challenge after the theater's projectors have been sold. Wichita City Council member James Clendenin says the two high-definition projectors are worth about $75,000 each.
Obviously, the projectors being sold is a major issue, a hurdle. I still have some hope that someone in the community would like to purchase this drive-in and preserve an iconic quality of life amenity.
Clendenin says he doesn't know what the city's involvement could be, but says Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell has been supportive of keeping the drive-in open.
A federal judge is expected to rule on CNN's lawsuit against the White House today after reporter Jim Acosta's press pass was revoked.
President Trump and Acosta got into it during the president's news conference the day after the midterms last week.
Peter, one other question. Ahead. Are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's
had,
enough.
Pardon me, ma'am.
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask.
I'll tell you what. CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
The White House then revoked Acosta's press pass, citing his refusal to surrender the microphone to an intern to allow other reporters to ask questions. CNN calls the revocation an unabashed attempt to censor the press. Fox News has filed a friend of the court brief, siding with CNN. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The average temperature in Wichita this time in November is 60, and so far our average this month has been 49. So you can tell we've been in quite a cold snap. Things finally start to return to normal again later on this afternoon. Sunny and 56 for the high, clear and 31 tonight. Friday's high, 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy sky. We've got a south wind at 7 miles per hour. And at 24 degrees. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Thursday morning, November 15th, the Ides of November, as Ted says, 2018. And there are a few events that that occur in your lifetime that you remember very vividly. One of them being, of course, for me in my lifetime, watching the guys land on the moon, the assassination of President Kennedy, and that was around this time of the year. Remember, well, it was on the 22nd of November in 63, and I remember that. We were going to Western Kansas for Thanksgiving with my grandparents, and that weekend in car radio and on TV, whew, what a weekend that was. Another one that stands out in my mind, and some of you are not old enough to remember, 1959 on this date when the 4 members of the Herbert Clutter family of Holcomb, Kansas, were found murdered in their home. Ex-convicts Richard Hickok and Perry Smith, later convicted of the killings, and hanged in a case made famous by the Truman Capote book, In Cold Blood. Truman Capote, this little, what had he written? A couple of plays and a couple of things, Ted, before that. And then Truman, he got the idea for what they called a a real life novel or something, the way he put it. But it was written very, very well written, great narrative about this family. And people, the great line in the movie is one of the KBI agent, played by Forsythe, is saying to somebody, somebody says, people out here don't lock their doors at night. And he says, they will tonight.
Yeah.
And that just, you know, kind of changed the way a lot of Kansans thought about things. It's a terrible, terrible crime. This family murdered in their home. And, yeah, in cold blood. And now Holcomb is a town about, what, 6-7 miles to the west of Garden City, mm-hmm. out in the southwest
Finney
corner
County,
of the
state. Yep.
The guy who, the man who hired me in radio, Chuck Schechner, actually, I think, began his radio career in Garden City at that time. So Chuck would regale me with stories about, you know, the people in that in the book and the movie, that the KBI agent, the local sheriff, everybody. He knew them all.
Yeah.
And it was an experience for him because he was out there right about the time that Capote was out there. And so he always had some interesting stories about it. But that's something that, as a youngster, I'm in grade school, and this thing is in the paper. And I didn't read the paper much. I had the weekly reader at school, but I didn't read the newspaper much. But there it was, and I remember just sitting there and reading the whole thing and just being mesmerized by this terrible, terrible crime. And, you know, four people murdered in their own home. Nice, God-fearing, prominent people. All right.
Yeah, Capote's most famous work before that was probably Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. He had some others that I've read in there. Frankly, I think the guy was a really good writer.
He was.
And so most of the stuff that I read that he did, I enjoyed. But he did a number on that. Got to know these two guys fairly intimately when they were up there on death row in Lansing. And,
mm-hmm.
and he got to know them really, really well. Did a lot of background. And, yeah, it's quite a story. If you've never looked into it in cold blood, you ought to. But don't do it on a wintry, cold night when the wind is blowing and it's scary outside. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, Capote and Harper Lee ended up researching a lot of that book out in Finney County.
They did. Mm-hmm. They did. 7:38 now, Steve and Ted. And what will you? What would you go to blows for? What would you go? What would you fight somebody
Not
for?
Not much.
I can't think
Mr.
of too many
Pibb.
Things. You know, if somebody was, you know, messing with my wife or kids or grandkids, maybe. I don't know. But ketchup? Is ketchup something?
I would say no.
Maybe mustard or mayonnaise, no?
No, I'm not going to get into a fight over condiments.
They're going to duke it out over the condiments, huh?
No way.
Police in Santa Ana, California, trying to find a woman who wanted ketchup in the worst way. They haven't found her. And she went about getting her ketchup in the worst way. The woman who was in the drive-through lane. She entered the restaurant through the employee door and asked for ketchup. When the manager told her, the intruder, she wasn't allowed inside, video released by police shows the woman attacking the manager. Other employees tried to pry the woman off before a man, who police believe was the ketchup hunter's helper, entered the Mickey D's and restrained the woman, after which they both left. And now they're looking for this woman who decided to assault a McDonald's restaurant manager. Because she didn't get her ketchup.
Yeah, she's got some issues.
Yeah, there's got to be more to it, but usually there's something involving, not necessarily anger management as much as...
I think some sort of impairment.
Impairment of some kind.
Yeah.
You know, Ted, I don't know about you, but I'm not a big fan of telemarketers.
No, not me either.
You know, and so... You
know, I'm like Greta Garbo. I want to be left alone.
And that's when the great thing about caller ID is... It can warn you off telemarketers. And that's my son calling, or my daughter, or my friend so-and-so. Well, it didn't work out that way for me at my house last night. Yesterday afternoon, actually, the phone rings. And I look at the voter at the phone ID, and I think, somebody's calling from Koch Industries. I wonder what they want.
Mm.
Are they going to offer me some sort of a job or something? Mm. Or maybe it's a friend who works there, something like that. And I get on the line, and I hear this voice say, may I speak to Shelly? And they couldn't pronounce my wife's name, and they were from another country. And I said, I've been had. It was a telemarketer.
Right.
And I said, this guy.
Caller ID says Koch Industries.
You know, so I started playing with him. I said, does Koch Industries know you're using their ID? Does Koch Industries, you have any idea? Click, hang up, you know.
Yeah.
But I wonder if folks out of Koch know that they're people are using.
I bet they do.
Wow. So you've seen them. They're putting up caller IDs that are from Valley Center or from El Dorado.
Right.
Stuff like that.
An attempt to get people to answer the phone.
Yeah, anything to do that. And I don't know. Is it that big a problem, or is it just something, an annoyance that we can have to deal with, like bad weather or something?
Are you supposedly on the no-call list?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
how effective is that?
That is baloney with a capital B right there.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, the priests are coming to town.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, they're talking about a group, three priests who sing, and they're really, really good, internationally known, and they're coming to concert at the Orpheum Theater on November 23rd.
They've got a very limited U.S. tour, and Wichita is one of the stops.
One of the stops, and it's November 23rd at 8 p.m., and I have a pair of tickets right now for caller number 4 at 869-1330. And I'll throw in a $20 gift card from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger.
Nice.
If you'd like a ticket to go see The Priest, call now, 869-1330. Caller number 4. 7:42, and coming up, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. A good report on aircraft sales. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.